Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Good evening and welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Cabrini.
And I'm Sam Greco, your host.
And we are coming live to you from planet Earth. We want to give you a big shout out to wherever you are and offer you the opportunity to join with us in unity, in harmony, and really in this very moment, just center yourself in the intention of why we are here today. Our mission is to support individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. And each week on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sunday mornings, we bring to you individuals from all over the globe that are bringing their uniqueness to humanity in an effort to really harmonize and bring the spiritual community together. So we feel very blessed and very honored that you're with us this evening. We want to welcome everyone that's in our chat room right now. We are so glad that you have decided to be with us this evening and hold the space of love for all information to be accessible and to reach those where, you know, individuals wherever they are in harmony and in peace. We have a fantastic show coming to you tonight. We have been on break. This is our first show back in about a month and a half. And the reason why we are on break is that on February 17th, we received an incredible information from the Divine Source that has guided us into creating a spiritual festival. And there will be many spiritual festivals that we're building right now. And the one that we're working on at the moment is going to be held at Las Cruces Convention Center in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're calling forth all spiritual individuals that live spiritually purposed lives to come and join with us at this festival. The intention of this festival is to bridge the gap within the spiritual community. To bring forth all of our diversity and all of our uniqueness in the intention of love. And we see this as an event that is going to have a rippling effect throughout the consciousness of all planes of existence. So, you know, take a look at our website. This weekend, starting on Saturday, we'll begin to sell tickets for this event. We have an incredible lineup of speakers, of dancers, of musicians, vendors, and we're going to have incredible individuals that are going to be offering workshops at this event. And this literally is just a one-day event where we will all come together and set the intention that is going to really assist every individual in the world and in the universe in bridging the gap. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And from, you know, all, with all sincerity and purpose, we love you, and we're so glad to be with you on this journey. We have an incredible guest this evening, and I'm going to pass over my mic to my husband and my partner and the creator with me to begin to introduce our wonderful guest. And so, Sam, you want to take over?
Hi, everyone. Thanks. Good evening. Thank you, Cabrini. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're from. That was a great introduction, Cabrini. Tonight's guest is Dr. Mohsen Paul Safarazi. And what I'm going to do is just read a brief bio on our guest, and then we'll go on with our blessed interview. Dr. Paul Safarazi is a self-retired professor of nonlinear continuum mechanics, which specialization in micromechanics of materials, an area in which science
was introduced by him as soon and soon made popularized by other scientists in the early 1980s. Dr. Safarazi decided to concentrate his attention on a new and pioneering field he termed micromechanics. This is interesting. I want to get into this later. And wrote his thesis on a micromechanical constitutive modeling of brittle crystalline solids. Dr. Paul soon came to the belief that the universe, in quote, the universe is all complete and we cannot further add to its consciousness through research, end quote. Dr. Paul soon came into the intuitive understanding that we contain the knowledge of all there is within us. He soon came to the intuitive realization that we can discover and we can invent, but we can never create from abstract, as all that can be created from abstract already exists. It is a new golden era. It is time for mankind to awaken from amnesia and start to remember. It is time to be once again multidimensional and welcome the new consciousness that the accelerating light and the speeding time is bringing us via raising our vibration rate in order to be able to resonate with the higher frequency of vibrations of heaven. On his websites, he can shed more light on the nature of the upcoming ascension and the consequent future of mankind and his or her general role in the omniverse. It is done in respect and appreciation for the Almighty's divine plan for humanity and in service to God and mankind with unconditional love. Dr. Paul, welcome to the show tonight. We are delighted to have you. We're so eager to hear what you have to share with us. Good evening.
Good evening, Sam. Thank you very much for asking me to be on your wonderful show. And I would like to greet every one of you, every one of the listeners on this vector on our beautiful planet, Earth, planet of duality, no less. But it is very, very nice to be with you. And I hope that we have an enlightening chat together. And please, if you have any questions, do not refrain from asking. I'm here to answer any questions that you would like to discuss with me.
Thank you so much. Well, let's get into this. I'm going to go one by one here. Nonlinear continuum mechanics. Can you explain a little bit about that, and can you tell us what was going on in the 1980s with your experience?
Well, Sam, I initially actually was planning to become a structural engineer. That was basically myself, my physical consciousness, which is driven by our brain. And, you know, of course, the willpower has everything to do with it. But, you know, that's what I was envisioning for myself. And I studied structural engineering in the University of Sussex in England. And I came to the United States and started the program of master's in structural engineering, which I finished about 1 year. And then I was appointed as an assistant professor. And I continued doing with, my PhD. And so I started the structural engineering. I continued on with structural engineering. And basically, I think basically exhausted the field. And then I got into structural dynamics in earthquake and wind engineering. And I had probably about 6 months to go to get my PhD because I finished 30 credit hours beyond master's. And one day, I like to share this with you guys because I think it's very interesting, because I was, I was taking a shower. And, I was like 3, 4 years old and, felt good about, what I had done, intellectually and, education-wise. And then It's just like my knees were knocking, okay?
Wow.
I don't understand what's going on. I felt that you should be very happy. You should be very satisfied. You're going to be doing your PhD very soon and all that. But no. I think it was my higher self. Of course, at that stage, I had no idea about these things, okay? And I think it was my higher self. Somebody was telling me, you're not going to do your PhD in structural engineering. You're going to move on. And I'm thinking, why? I have 6 months to go, But anyway, I did quit, and I did finally ended up getting my PhD in continuum mechanics. And actually, I came up with a new field, which I called micromechanics. And micromechanics is basically what it does. It takes the mathematical modeling of the macro continuum mechanics and all the phenomenological microscopic studies that are done in the laboratory, which are basically qualitatively, okay? And
okay.
I married the two together, so I had the quantitative modeling, which was based upon tensors and, you know, very sophisticated mathematics, and then took the observations, and I looked at a variety of materials. And, you know, I, of course, being a civil engineer, a lot of it was concrete and, you know, reinforced concrete, steel, things of that nature. But then I lost interest in that because I knew that those materials are very man-made. So just to cut the story short, after doing tremendous amount of work going back to even 1900s and looking at the original papers, I ended up in crystalline solids. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that I got interested in the material behavior and what does the material do under stress, under loads and all that. And that's referred to as the constitutive behavior or constitutive modeling. Okay?
Okay.
And so what I wanted to tell you is that in going back even to my undergraduate studies, I was compelled to understand vibration mechanics tremendously. And I didn't know why, because I wanted to become a structural engineer, and most of the structural engineers are just not structural dynamics. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In fact, it's a very specialized area of it. But I think it was all purposeful. Everything was purposeful. First of all, the vibration mechanics, then going into continuum mechanics, and mathematical modeling of the basically macro aspect of cosmos, and then looking into microstructures and looking into matter itself and understanding mm-hmm. what matter does, which is, you know, physicality, basically, you know. Everything
mm-hmm.
has its parallel in spirituality, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, even the word constitution, you know, if you get to this conversation, you will see that how pertinent it is, because I think I'm probably one of the only ones on the planet right now that have started looking at mechanics of microcosmos and macrocosmos and all the dimensions as such, that I have defined constitution to be the one parameter, okay, encompassing matter, what NASA calls dark matter, and also antimatter. It's all constitution with a spectral density, going all the way from solid matter to the ether, to nothingness, which is basically, it's the realm of pure consciousness, which is God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe everything that I did had a purpose, and I see it over and over, actually, in smaller things that I do and decide or whatever. It's all, and our lives are very, very purposeful. I think if people start looking at their history, and they might have been angry, they might have been disappointed, they might have been, developed some, you know, karma, even victim consciousness or whatever. But if they look at it, it's all for good. It's all, there is a purpose. There's a purpose even in a bad experience. So anyway,
yes.
Now when I look at anything, and of course I'm extremely attuned to higher consciousness, okay?
Yes.
And so basically, it's changed. I mean, I'm not the same person when I was 20-some years old. And so, but I see that everything is purposeful, and right away you get streamed the answers. Yes, it is purposeful. Yes, this is the reason. Yes, that's why you should do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Dr. Paul, can I ask what was going on internally with you in your early 20s? Was there a moment where you had this realization? Was it given to you in increments? can you explain, was there an aha moment where what you were discovering, or we can say discovering, was there a moment where it really impacted your reality?
Sam, I think as conscious energy, I am a type of a person that I'm very, very, I have to understand everything from first principle, okay?
Okay.
And so I think, to be honest with you, I think the higher consciousness, whether you believe in guardian angels, that we're supposed to have two seraphims around us, and I think they've left me alone. And for a long time, so when I was younger, I was left alone to experience things and sort of set the groundwork, okay? Except if I swayed, like if I wanted, what I was thinking of becoming a structural engineer and design, tall structures and earthquake resistant structures, which is just mm-hmm. about the most advanced structural engineering and design and analysis that you would need, okay? So mm-hmm. I covered all that basis, and this is what my three-dimensional self wanted to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be an expert in earthquake engineering or in wind engineering, design tall structures in, let's say, in Chicago that are buffeting, like Sears Towers and things like this. But at that time, at that moment, first of all, I went through so many courses that I just basically totally, exhausted anything that I could have done in structures. There was really nothing. You think about it, you do a bachelor's degree in structural engineering, then you do a master's, that's another 30 credit hours. Then you do a PhD, that's another 30 credit hours. There is no course left on the planet, that you haven't studied. And so I kept away, I studied such things as elasticity and a little bit of plasticity, mostly elasticity. Didn't get into damage and how the material behavior and how it gets damaged and starts dissipating energy and stuff like this. I didn't do that. And I kind of steered myself into the engineering, very, very high analysis design of structures and stuff like this. But that's why I'm telling you that it was really a miracle, and I think that's at certain times my higher self came in and said, this is where you're going, And the first moment that I came up with that, I mean, now going back, actually recently, my angels were in, there was a guy who was trying to put me under because I wanted to do some astral, projection, or I wanted to go back in time, and I wanted to, all this stuff. He couldn't do it. He put my wife down in just about 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? With me, he couldn't. And he said, your mind is so strong. I can't do it, So then there were two angels in the room, and they were my guardian angels. And they started talking to him. He said, I don't know what is going on, but there are two presences in here. And I said, what? He said, there are two presences in here, and they want to talk to you. And I said, go ahead. And then they talked to me when I was 9 years old and when I was 37 years old. Two of the very important time in my life, okay? And so basically, you have these things that you're steered away towards a higher consciousness or whatever, and you do it inadvertently, But, the one that I was very, very surprised. I mean, at 9 years old, when I was a kid, I was with my friend. They usually put the top students in different classes. There were like four different or three different classes. So they would take number one, two, three, and four. They'd put them in different classes.
Okay.
This particular year, myself and my friend was close. We were in the same class, so we were competing with each other. And it was just, I learned about competition and jealousy in there, okay? And at 9 years old, I decided, very, very assuredly, the competition is no way to go. You compete with yourself, but you don't compete with anybody else. It's just useless energy, you know? And that's what they were referring to at 9 years old, you know? So I learned about that and jealousy. So, I mean, it's 9 years old is very young for a person on this planet of duality to learn the real frequency, the high consciousness frequency aspect of competition. You know what I'm saying? And then just, dismiss it. And 37 was another time I was at the university and there was another incident. It had to do with a lot of anger and jealousy from another person who I was the attacked person. And then I learned about that. So anyway, but I tell you what, that time under the shower, it was very, very, I have been so confused all my life. Why did I leave? In fact, I left, I met my wife in Washington, D.C., and she was very, very, she was going to go to medical school, but at that time she was doing an internship, and she was so excited because I was at the NSF all the time. My professor was one of the top-notch guys at the NSF, and I had other people at NASA and all this. NASA Langley is one of the, they have a joint school with George Washington University, okay? And so I had a lot of things to get into, space, advanced structural analysis, design, all this stuff. And I loved all this stuff. And then the department was very upset with me because they said, look, there are all these kids coming here. As soon as you got your master's, you were appointed as a visiting assistant professor. You never paid tuition after that. You had a stipend and all this stuff. And we were hoping to, you complete and possibly be on the staff in here. And I left. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it is very strange, when you go back. And then my wife, I was going to tell you this, my wife was actually very, very disappointed. Because she wanted to just stay in Washington, D.C. area, and our lives totally changed because I didn't want to do that. And I ended up going to University of Illinois and getting a PhD there, And then we lived separately from each other. Of course, we met, and that was it,
Mm-hmm.
We were basically seeing each other for 2 years, we were flying back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she went back there. She started medical school, and then I had her transferred to come in Chicago, and she started in the second year of medical school, and then that's the time we did. We married earlier than that, but then we remarried as far as the family was involved, you know what I'm saying? We made it more official, so... and then at that stage, and then she was always saying, why didn't you just stay in here, And then later I went back to University of Maryland. I became a professor there. That was the first PhD that I got. And she went to Johns Hopkins. She was at, the Sinai Hospital. So then she was always saying, why didn't we just stay here and all of a sudden? I never understood why. Because I wasn't awakened, But there is a higher self that, is with you. I know that for a fact, through Lord Metatron and through my, being attuned that, when you are in dream state, he's always with you or she's always with you. And and you decide and you plan, and then next day, you're on your own again. Okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think I had a purpose, My purpose was to someday try to explain what's going on in the cosmos, inner cosmos, outer cosmos, macrocosmos, What is time-space continuum? What is continuum mechanics? What is materials? What's constitution? And I had to go through all that stuff. And crystals. We're becoming crystalline. So understanding crystalline behavior is very, very important. You know what I'm saying? From a constitutive. And my PhD was a mathematical model for the constitutive behavior of crystalline solids. So, anyway, and it was very abstract, actually. My thesis was as abstract as you can get to it, because there's only one constant in there, and it's totally verifiable through, you know, laboratory experimentation. And I called it the coefficient of crack nucleation, because I looked at the cases that crystals start cracking, micro-cracking, not cracking, micro-cracking. Nobody had looked at it from a microscopic point of view and see what the separation is. Now I'm beginning, I'm beginning to think more and more in inner space, which is the separation of space. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yes.
So, yeah, there's a, and I, you know, I'm not done. So I think that's the beauty of life. Every day that you go, you know, you're you feel like you've got something new that comes in. And I try to share it very, very candidly with the whole population of Earth, you know. So.
Thank you so much for sharing this history of yourself with us. It's a beautiful story of what you shared with us today when in those both ages of 9 and 37. I want to look at something you said in your bio, which is very powerful to me. It resonates to me. If we can expand on it, if you will, and this is the quote where you say, there's an understanding that we contain the knowledge of all there is within us. Can you tell us a little bit about this statement?
Yes, sir, definitely. We are basically divine. All of us are divine, okay?
Thank you.
Except that a lot of us don't know that. We're in slumber. And I, you know, when we reincarnate, come in here, we come for a mission. You know, my mission was to understand three-dimensional vernacular of materials and mechanics. So then I can understand at this age of ascension, you know, be able to get into a spiritual science aspect of things, not just, you know, be a mediocre scientist writing papers and living with ego and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it is nothing special that I have. I think every one of us have. But the only difference that we have, we're at different points in our consciousness history, okay? And some of us are in the higher consciousness. I mean, we've got Lord Metatron, who's the Lord of Light. You know, he's basically the chief scientist of the entire cosmos. You know, he just knows light, knows unconditional love from a very, very scientific point of view, actually, okay? And I'm trying to explain those things to people. But all of us are in, actually, we are very, very connected, you know. And I didn't know this. I found that out about 3 years ago when people started telling me that I'm connected to Lord Metatron, okay. And I didn't understand. I was going around mediums and people like this going around me and talking about my energies and all this stuff that I don't understand, you know. So, oh my God, I'm just awakened, but this is just too much, you know. But we're all connected. You know, we come from a kind of a line. I don't want to call it pedigree, but some people are in the line of Gabriel. Some people are in like the line of Uriel. Some people are like, you know, other people. And there are others that we don't even know on this. You know, there are so many entities out there with high consciousness and high vibration.
Yeah.
So, the thing is that there's an Akashic Records in there. That everything is recorded in there, okay? And we have three levels of consciousness. There's the physical consciousness, which is the result of our reincarnation on the planet this time. Because we come in with a clean slate, and our hard drive is totally empty, and we start filling it up. And we start you know, developing a logical system, a binary logic system, okay? With our free will and with our thought waves and all this kind of stuff, and emotions and all that, emotional vibration. So anyway, we are, that's one thing, that's the physical consciousness, that's the source that all the scientists talk about, you know, IQ, this, it's all rubbish, okay? Then we have a subconsciousness. Subconsciousness is your connection to your soul, okay? And your soul is basically the, it's your computer system, etheric computer system that has a memory and that has a hard drive, because your existence, as you go from reincarnation to reincarnation, they have to be deposited somewhere. There has to be a memory. There has to be, and then of course we get to karma, of course. But so that's the soul, and the subconsciousness is when you're in dream state, mostly at night, okay? Other times when you're just driving maybe, or when you're walking or whatever, and you feel like you're gone, you're somewhere else. That's where the dream state is. And you're doing astral projection, you're out of this dimension, and you connect to that. And then beyond that is your spirit, which comes directly from source, which I call God, our prime creator. And that is your spirit, and the consciousness that's associated with that entity, which is super consciousness. So basically, we can connect all the way to God. We're all connected, all to each other, and certainly to God, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think we all have knowledge. They're sitting there in Akashic Records. Think about it as a vast ocean of library, of discs and books and all this stuff. All we have to do is just go there, grab one book and bring it out and read it, you know? But to get access to that needs effort, okay? And it comes with a degree of consciousness. It becomes easier and easier and easier. And it's kind of like a credit card, you know? Once your frequency goes up, you're privy to get more information, you know? And first,
yes.
You connect to your higher self, and then higher self has a higher self, and higher self has another higher self. As I said, you can just go from, let's say, you know, Paul Safarazzi to you know, whatever, and then say Mother Sachme, and then Thoth, and then Archangel Metatron, and then Lord Metatron, and then God himself, okay? So we all have higher, because we're all unit consciousness. You know, we're points of consciousness that we just came from God, okay? But when we come in here, and a lot of us actually have degraded in our consciousness. And I just recently did a video, actually. It's episode 3 that I introduced my mathematical model of the soul.
Wow.
How the soul vibrates, okay? And it's a mathematical model. I modeled it as a harmonic resonator. It has a massive spring system, okay? The mass is the constitution, which is either matter, if you're in physical, or if you're beyond physical, it's antimatter. And then there's the source point of connection. Then there's like a spring that you stretch in and you connect it to God, okay? Now, I introduced a brand new constant called the coefficient of consciousness expansibility, okay? It's basically your consciousness expansion. It's the way of measuring your consciousness. And then when you do the mathematical model, you get the familiar natural frequency equation, which is the square root of K over M. Now, K is the elastic constant of the spring, which I called consciousness coefficient, and M is your mass. So the thicker that you are, the more solid that you are, the less is your consciousness, okay? Because basically mass constitution impedes consciousness. In order to be pure like God, you have no mass whatsoever. You have no constitution whatsoever. No antimatter even. It's a point of infinite consciousness, frequency, okay? I mean, all these things are related to frequency, you know. And the frequency, the natural frequency is square root of K over M, which is a measure of your consciousness. Now, the thicker is your constitution, the less it will let the light in. And so the light portion is lower. And we know the light portion is lower, the consciousness is lower, okay? So it all, no matter how you look at it, into this crystalline entity, you know, any facets that you look at, they all have to make sense. Whether you look at it from light physics or plasma physics or quantum mechanics or whatever, vibration mechanics, they all have to give you the same thing. You cannot defy certain laws of basically certainly this physicality and certain laws that apply to the totality of macrocosms, you know. So anyway, I would suggest that you would listen to that video if you haven't, because I have a 2-hour video that I talk about this mathematical, basically, modeling of a soul, body-soul vibration. And actually, the first one was a general one. I basically was merely motivational, saying what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about spiritual science as one science, marrying everything together. And the second show was actually about what I call, refer to it as Metatronic Engine of Light, life, which is light also. And it's exactly what kicks you, what brings you to life on this planet, which is basically light, you know. And all the concepts of sequential jumping, you know, from quantum mechanics point of view, that we talk about non-deterministic stochastic positioning of a particle in space, that we say it's non-deterministic. We have to assign a probability function. We can't. It's not deterministic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that is all about sequential jumping. That's all multidimensionality. That you basically what I have referred to is that the consciousness that you have is discrete. It's not continuous. You're not totally conscious. You go in and out of consciousness at a rate of quantum rate, which is 10 to the minus 43 seconds. And that actually corresponds to Planck's number in quantum mechanics.
It's such a confirming thing you're saying here, that we're all connected. And I love how you elaborated the there's this ratio. I'm viewing a ratio between density and amount of light. Can I call it, can we say that there is a ratio with amount of density and amount of light?
Yes, sir. Basically, the way that I've discussed it is that there are two ways you can quantify consciousness. One is through a parameter of state, a characteristic of a system, which is called natural frequency. Natural frequency, these are all very well known in vibration mechanics.
Okay.
When you go on a bridge, okay, and these engines start roaring, right? When the overall frequency, the excitation frequency reaches a parameter that's called the natural frequency of the bridge starts breaking. It's resonance. It's called resonance, okay? That's what happens to us. You know, the light shines upon us and it resonates us and it brings us into it ticks us, okay? Now, the way that we come alive is momentarily. It's a static process. It's not. It's like a movie, okay? It's a frame by frame by frame. Every 10 to the minus 43 seconds, you're here. Then after that, you're somewhere else. And then you come back here again. Then you're somewhere else. That's why I called this basically, it's not continuous consciousness. It's discrete consciousness, okay? And I've defined something that I called it dark period. The dark period is the period that you're not here, but you don't know it, because you're talking about 10 to the minus 43 seconds. That's 0.4201 second.
Wow.
So it is a quantum state, you know. So, but that is true. It works with all the theories, all the understandings of the quantum mechanics people, you know, the particle physics, the plasma physics, they all come together. And I don't even need to know all that stuff. This is from Metatron. This is from Lord Metatron. That's why I called it the Metatronic Engine of Life. Think about yourself. You're sitting around the clock, you know, at 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 12. There's 12 aspects of you, okay? And you jump from 1 to 2, to 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, or 1 to 6, whatever. The jumping, the sequential jumping, you know, we don't know what the sequence is. Basically, you go to a parallel and come back, parallel and come back, parallel and come back. As long as you're back here in 10 to the minus 43 seconds, that's fine. Okay? Sometimes when it bleeds through, you get deja vu. And you probably seen that sometimes you say, I could have sworn I've been here before. And there's no way
this happened to me. I was having deja vu yesterday.
Yeah. Because you know, in your dream state, definitely in your dream state, you keep jumping back and forth into different realities, you know?
Yes.
Now, you do it actually in non-dream state, but it is very fast in non-dream state. It has to be, because it has to fool your sense of physical consciousness, or you're gonna be psychotic. Living 12
yes.
lives at the same time and keeping track of it. Okay? Average human being on the planet, when they reincarnate back here, their frequency is very, very low. Okay? They could not take that. Now, as our frequency is increasing right now, we're beginning to accommodate multidimensionality. So I can have 2 lives, I can have 3 lives, and I can remember. I mean, every time I get up in the morning, I'm getting more and more and more. And sometimes it's very, very hard. And you get headaches, and your pineal is stretched to the, you know. But that's what's happening to us. We're increasing in frequency right now. And with that comes multidimensionality. So you're becoming more and more multidimensional, and they start. They start bleeding through all these other realities, and you don't understand it. You don't understand yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You may bring a emotional frequency of depression from another parallel reality to here, and you don't know it. You know?
Yes.
So we have to. It's getting tougher, but you know, here's what it is. As I say now, is the following. I consider, you know, Shakespeare's, you know, kind of almost cliche state, to be or not to be. And we have to say to ascend or not to ascend. If you're going to ascend, you're going to go through the pains. You're going to go through the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's while you're building your life body in the fifth dimension and higher, it's not going to be happening on its own. There is an interface between the dimensions, between your etheric and your physical, okay? And you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. But when your life body is totally done, then you have a choice of terminating this. It looks like you're dying here, you know? And you go to your life body, and you stay in the fifth dimension. And then you're behind the veil, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
another question I have is, in your research and in your experience with this, is there an interplay between creation and like what you were discovering? Is it already laid out for you to discover, or is it part of your essence creating it also? Is there an interplay between creation and already and already something to be discovered. I was looking at something online regarding mathematics being the language of the universe, and the scientists on the show were saying basically that there's two thoughts going on at the same time. Is one, that man created mathematics, and once that was created, he started discovering things that were already there present for him. Can you relate to that at all? Was there a discovery process for you, and
yes,
there a creation process at the same time?
I have two statements to make here, okay?
Go ahead.
First of all, the sacred geometries were done way before man even knew how to, reincarnate on this planet. Okay.
So this was something already created.
Yeah, the geometries, the sacred geometries, all the Metatron's cube and all this stuff, and going through all the Fibonacci mathematics and going through everything, even vectors, anything that you want to think about. Language, mathematics is the language of the universe. That is why, or multi-universe, even cosmos. That is why I tried to model the soul, okay? Because for the scientists on this planet, okay, who may think they know everything and all this stuff, tell them that I'm using your vernacular because I studied here. I learned here. This is why I reincarnated here. Okay? And tell them, look, from everything you're saying here, vibrations, harmonics, natural frequency, da-da-da-da-da-da. And you read that paper that I've got in there. Okay, there's about three papers that I usually put about a reference to three papers to my shows now, okay? I don't want to saturate people, but they're very pertinent. I try to do the show very, very focused on certain principles and things. And if you look at that, you see there's equilibrium, there's Newton's laws, there's conservation of energy, there's all that. These are very well known to man, okay? And we have the equations for them. Sigma F equals zero, Newton's third law. For any action, if there's a reaction, well, that's karma. That's right there. It's cause and effect. And sigma F equals ma, which is the, sum of the forces will give you inertia and propel you. And that's what vibrates you, brings you life. That's the force of life, the inertia force of life.
Yes.
And so, equilibrium, they all have to come in to zero because you can't have a force sitting there doing nothing, it has to all equilibrate. So anyway, the mathematics is, now, if I go and deal with a guy from Arcturus or Andromeda or some other, wherever, if we don't understand our language, we can do mathematics and we should be able to understand each other.
Yes.
So from that aspect, but if you really understand the physics, mathematics by itself can come to nonsensical things. You have probably played with these games that logically they're wrong, but mathematically they look like they're right. Of course, they're not right because the person who's doing it is not realizing something that he's violating. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But mathematics, you can have bafflement, you can have all this stuff. It is the physics, if you want to call it physics. Physics is basically a three-dimensional thing, but it is the principle of thing. I like to call it spirituality. I like to call it spiritual science. It is that brings it all together. Then if you're in Arcturus, or if you're in Andromeda, or you're in Pleiades, or wherever, you should all understand the same thing. In the mathematics, then everybody understands it. Are you with me?
Yes.
So
yes,
basically, sacred geometry has existed. Mathematics is the language of the thing. So there is no ambiguity in what you said, okay? Mm-hmm. Except that you have to understand, you have to interpret the laws of universe, and you have to understand the principle. If you say you know, conjugates or this or this. You have to completely apply those principles in mathematics, and then and then you have to match it to the physics, and then you have a universal language. There should be no problem.
I see.
Now, tell me, Sam, you had two questions. What was the second thing?
It was just the interplay between. Yeah, I think if I recall what I was saying myself, if I recall properly here, is the interaction between did man, like in your research and your experience, was it man that created math and then from that discovered these laws, or is there an interplay between creation and what is already given to us
sir,
to discover?
I understand. The key word was creation. Yeah.
Yes.
The mathematics and all this stuff, these are all have been in the Akashic records, I bet. You go there, the sacred geometries, all this stuff. Now, when we look at the Metatron cube and all this stuff, we're beginning to understand grids and this and that and Plato and all that. Okay? Now, the second point that you brought up is very, very interesting. You said creationism. Be very careful how you use the word creatorship. Okay? We are all children of God, okay? And some of us, maybe even you yourself or me or us in our higher self or in not in this physical body that we are, we actually created things because God gave us the Akash particles, the elemental particles that gives you consciousness. And through consciousness, you can do everything. You can do manifestation. You can do materialization. You can create things out of nothing. Quantum mechanics has already done experimentation in a way that they can prove that if there's a conscious presence within a room, the particles respond differently. One of these things is the double slit experimentation, if you look in quantum mechanics. If there is a consciousness in the room, these particles, you know, if you, I can't go through all these things that much, but I'll give you a very quick account. Direct this, a series of particles going through two slits, okay? Two slits on a plane, you know, on a screen.
Yes.
If you're sitting in there, you're going to see that this one is going to go through the slit and accumulate behind the screen in one place and the other one another place. You take the consciousness away from it, and those particles are going to act differently. Both of them are going to go there and chaotically do something else. So if you have a person sitting in there or not sitting in there, it makes a difference in manifestation and non-manifestation, or how they, and they've done things with tubes, putting DNA in, try to do teleportation, things like this, and you know, there are a variety of experimentations there. We don't have time to go through all this stuff, and it takes a little bit of time discussing the apparatus and all this stuff. But look them up on the internet and stuff on quantum mechanics, and with DNA. Appearance of a DNA in the tube and without the tube, you see that the particles in one way, they're chaotic, in another way, they're very, very, they have a regular pattern. It's the DNA that makes the particles do something.
Interesting, yes.
So it is our consciousness that creates things on this universe, and that is a power comes directly from God.
Ah, that's so
God
beautiful.
God gave you thoughts. I'm sorry?
I said that's so beautifully said.
Thank you. Now I want to caution you one thing when we say we are creators. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're creators. Yes, we can create new things and all this stuff. But we can't recreate, and we can't defy creation. Okay. So that to come in here from abstract and say, I'm going to put something else in the universe, you're not going to be able to do that.
I see.
Because all it is, God has created already, or children of God. It goes gazillions of years, you know, from now. And these things are all in the Akashic records. They're all said and done. You can't redo them. You can't defy them. It's like you can't go with equilibrium. You can't say 2 plus 3 is equal to 6. There's no way. Okay? So as long as you will find out that 2 plus 3 is 5 and not 6, you're not creating, you're discovering.
I see.
Okay?
That was,
now, you
that's
do
very...
have a power of creation in certain things. You can create things that you didn't know before, and then it complied with the creatorship of God, and then it manifests itself, and then from that point of view, you call yourself a creator. Okay?
I see, that's clear.
But you can't do things from abstract. That's why I said that in there.
Now, my last question before I hand it over to Cabrini here, because we have about 4 minutes left, and my question is this: tell us a little bit about this current state of humanity. Where are we headed? Can you tell us a little bit of what you can share with us the state of humanity right now in this moment?
And before
okay.
you even
I'm
begin,
gonna...
Dr. Paul, I just want to let everyone know that this show, even though it will stop at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that we will be continuing to record. So in the event that the show does close off, you will be able to go back into our archive and completely listen to the ending of the show. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Dr. Paul. Please go forward.
That's fine. What was the refresh my memory what we were talking
yes,
about?
The question is, tell us a little bit of what you know through your discoveries.
Oh, okay, I remember.
Intuitively, state of humanity, yes.
Yes. Sam, I'm going to get out of my shell right now, and I'm going to talk to you as Metatron, Lord Metatron, okay? And the
okay.
way I do it, I don't have any kind of acts, and I don't change my voice and everything, because Metatron is within me, okay? So I'm going to tell you what Metatron says, okay? But I'm going to say what I say, because I'm Metatron when I'm saying this to you, okay?
Yes.
I have been directed by Metatron to do this instead of quoting him. In fact, he's yelled at me, okay? He says, you go in there, and you know what you're talking about, and say, I am Metatron.
Thank you.
So
thank
that's why I'm saying this. That's why I'm saying this. And I'm just trying to abide by his wishes. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what I say as a Metatron. This, there is an ascension movement. There's no question. We're at the end of an era, okay? Humanity, the Earth basically will cease to exist in about 15 generations from now, maximum of 300 years, okay? And the planet Earth is going to go into a black hole in the middle of galaxy, and it's going to be annihilated, and it's going to rejuvenate as white holes and comes out as antimatter. Matter becomes antimatter. Now, Earth has already rebuilt itself, remade itself. 12-12-12 was the time that this occurred, okay? In fact, I, as Lord Metatron, have been working very hard since 2009. And prior to that, everybody was instructed and set what to do from basically the 010101. There are 12 stages that we call them the triple dates, okay? And the planet changed, and the planet changed, and the crystals, and the sun disks, and the grid, and everything. On 12-12-12, the planet, the grid became the 144, okay?
One second, Dr. Paul. Just hold that thought. We are about to close, folks. The show will be ending in just about 30 seconds. Please take an opportunity to look for Dr. Paul on Facebook, Mohsen Paul Savarazzi. You can also look on our slide that we have running on our Blog Talk Radio show that does give you a listing of all the various websites that you can go to and read much of the information that he is offering to us today. We are Cabrini and Salvatore Greco. We are producers, and we are here to assist those individuals that live spiritually purposed lives. Please connect with us on our website at alltruenatural.com. And again, you can stay tuned. In just a few minutes, if you come back to this page where you are right now in about 5 minutes, you're going to be able to access all of the archive and the finishing of this show. May much love be with you, and may you be blessed in this very moment. And may all light that exists within you be expanded upon and throughout the world in which you live. God bless. Go ahead, Dr. Paul. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, dear. Okay, what we were saying is that the planet is going to be annihilated in about 15 generations maximum, and maybe before that. It depends on how fast humanity is going to expand its consciousness, because it has been ordained and it's planned, but nothing is pushed upon humanity ever, or any other species. There's a principle of free will that will never be violated in the divine sense. Okay? So humanity is going to increase its consciousness, and it's going to go very, very, it's going to accelerate itself, because the lights are going to come in here, you know, and they're going to have the opportunity to accelerate. But there will be others who are not going to be. There are going to be two groups of people. One group of people, they're just not ready to give up duality, and they want to come back, and they will come back, and they will reincarnate. Then there are other groups that they will not make it, because it is not easy to do this. So, you know, and they will want to check out, and that's fine. So these people will appear as dying, and once they die, they go and reincarnate on another planet. Okay? However, as I said, on 12-12-12, okay, the grid became upgraded to a crystalline 144, which means there are 144 facets on that particular geodesic structure. So people who will stay with it, they will expand their consciousness and expand their consciousness, and they will go to the fifth dimension and beyond. Now, at the moment, this is year 3 of Earth, because Earth terminated at 12-21-2012. It terminated. This is year 3 of Earth. And at this stage, it's still continuing, and it's still continuing, and Earth is going from 5th to the 9th dimension. In the year 2024, it will reach the 12th dimension, because there is a geometry involved with the grid, which is very difficult to explain to humanity. And basically, the grid expands and contracts. Those are linear motions, and the other one is spinning about itself. It creates 3 other degrees of freedom, okay? Yes. After the year 2024, it starts building itself, and in 2038, totally the grid system becomes outdated, and the planet is going to get a firmament, which existed at the peak time of Atlantis. Firmament is non-polarity. There is no duality. There is only one thing, consciousness. Expanding consciousness and creating. Unity consciousness, collective consciousness, total cooperation, no competition, no jealousy, none of that. And that is what's going to happen. And then once the natural frequency of individuals reach the threshold of critical state, they have a choice of going to the fifth dimension, and they will ascend. And they can, if they accelerate beyond that, they can go to the seventh and ninth and whatever. You have to have the required, you have to reach that threshold of frequency to be able to go that. But don't
and wouldn't
be
you agree that that is the result, Dr. Paul, of the cumulative experience of the soul in the physical realm through various reincarnations to be able to be in that state of vibrational essence that you're speaking of right now, that experience of the soul purpose and the listening and the responding and the ability to stay in the presence offers each person that is in that state that opportunity.
Yes, that's true, my dear. But what it is that the way that the cosmos, inner cosmos, the inner space, or even the outer space is arranged is that things exist on different planes. And the only way to go from one plane to another, and what it is, and basically the channeler, who is myself, Molson Paul Safarovsky, I'm sorry, speaking now, has come up with 356 dimensions, which is correct. There are 356 dimensions, inner space, of consciousness. Between each dimension, there is an energetic barrier. And the only way that you can cross this barrier is to increase your frequency. So basically what you're saying is true, my dear, because when you start ascending, you have to do this you have to do the initial work on the third dimension. Okay? And we're helping that. Because the energies are coming, the Akash and elemental and particles are coming. You know, you call them CMEs and all that stuff, but that's this, and the government knows that, by the way. Okay, that's why they, you know, you have this chemtrails and all this stuff. They're trying to block the sun. Okay,
yes.
But the radiation is going to get to you, and once it gets to you, you have a choice of accepting, allowing, or not allowing. The ones who don't want to ascend will not allow. Those people will die off, and they'll go on another planet, and they start reincarnation because they're still interested in learning so many lessons that can be obtained in duality. The other ones, they get at a critical state, and once they do this, then they can go to higher dimensions, and when they go to the higher dimensions, they can join up with their higher selves. Then what you're saying is correct. It is the cumulative. When you come in to the third dimension, you park away everything back there, and you get distributed in as much as 12 sets, 12 aspects that you will reincarnate on these omni-earths to get the various experiences, and your frequency diminishes drastically, because if it doesn't, you can't function in the physical body, in matter. Matter is a very, very congested, congealed state of being. Consciousness cannot thrive in it. So the frequencies have to come down to a certain level before you can reincarnate. Now, the moment you get that threshold, you leave the third dimension. And once you leave the third dimension, you go across the energetic barrier to the fifth. And if you make your frequency higher and higher, you go through seventh, and you can go through ninth. Okay? It just depends. It will happen gradually, though. It will happen. You have to go to the fifth, you have to go to the seventh, and you go to the ninth. And you have time. You have 300 years to do this. And these people will not die. They'll just continue on and on and on. Now, if they die, it's because it's their choice. They don't want the physical body. They get crystallinity. And there are three levels of crystallinity, by the way. Okay? And these things, if you go back to the Enoch, you will talk about Merkaba, Merkana, Merkiva, all this. Okay?
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, Dr. Paul, we want to thank you tremendously for taking the time that we're in here in the physical realm to express.
My pleasure, dear.
Yeah, to express your vision, to express your perceptions, and to bring Metatron present with us today. We feel that there is an enormous conversation that can take place with you, with many others, and there are many people and individuals throughout this world that would be very anxious to listen to you, and even more for you to elaborate. But we are out of time here on this show today. But I do want to let our listeners know that Dr. Paul is one of our conscious speakers that will be presenting his views and his understanding of the universe at our Bridging the Gap spiritual festival that is going to take place in Las Cruces, New Mexico on August 1st of 2015. I also, since Dr. Paul has mentioned several times the Ashaic records, I also want to acknowledge that Elena Lieberman, who is the founder of the Ashaic Records Foundation, is also another speaker that will be present at our Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. So we welcome you to attend this festival so you can meet and dialogue with Dr. Paul and those others that are bringing forth the consciousness of the divine, and to assist you in your own awakening, and to also, for you, the listener, to bring forth your own individual gifts to this festival so we all can unite in one frequency that does resonate in the higher realms of dimension. Last thing, Dr. Paul, what message do you have for humanity?
The most important thing that I have for humanity is try to understand, and this is also for people who are very enlightened and whose frequency are increasing by leaps and bounds. The ultimate thing that you have before ascension and beyond that to resonate with the way of the prime creator, God, is unconditional love.
Yes.
Is you will be actually accommodated because you have such a thing called gene of compassion. And that gene of compassion, when you obtain crystallinity and get your 12 strands, it will activate. When you have your divine endocrine system, you know, pituitary, pineal, thymus, hypothalamus, they all crystallize, and then you will get your gene of compassion. Once you get your gene of compassion, you probably understand unconditional love better. But unconditional love is not a frequency. Unconditional love is not emotion. Unconditional love is a science. We have looked at and talked about, you know, myself, we've looked at light for the longest time. And we've never looked at light the way that we do now. We've never looked at Akashic particles and elementine particles and whatnot. Now, unconditional love is the ultimate goal for any species, basically, but certainly for humanity. And humanity has been actually upshifted from the very beginning. Very, very high strands of DNA. The 12 strands come from the best in the universe. You know, this is the way that we were created. And we need to come to plate. We need to understand unconditional love. Once you understand that, you see that there's such a wisdom in that. And I talk to you just as a messenger.
Yes.
I talk to you as a serviceman because I'm doing this as a service to humanity, to God. We're all the same. And I want to elaborate on something else that Sam brought up. We're all connected. We're all the same. Okay?
Yeah.
And we will all get there in time because we're all children of God. We're all points of consciousness coming from God. We're going to go back to Him. That spring constant, that is going to bring, that spring is going to bring you back. And it's actually referred to as contraction. And when we contract, we're back to God. So that's my message, unconditional love, compassion. And
yeah.
Before that, you want to learn to dismiss ego. Of course, you're going to have to hang on to ego until you're gone from three dimension, because you have to have a tether. It's a point of tether also in the three dimension. But you want to totally control it and be in charge of it. And you want to drop all the low chakras, energies, you know, the seven sins, and there are more than seven, actually. And some of them, they're not, you know, gluttony and stuff. They're not really that important. But, you know, false pride, jealousy, your envy, you know, greed, all these kind of things, anger, you know, prejudice, violence. You want to get rid of all that stuff, and then you want to go back and you want to correct yourself. Because remember that spring, it has to contract back. That spring that I was talking about is a measure of karma. And it is genetically within your system. You got to get rid of that and cleanse yourself. And beyond that, then you're ready to really take in compassion and unconditional love. But unconditional love is the very, very ultimate thing. Start looking at the light at the end of the tunnel and work through it, and everything makes sense. A lot of people, you know, they think I should make money out of my publications and doing this. For what? There's nothing better than service. Once you understand that, you're on your way. Otherwise, you're going to be going back to three dimension.
Absolutely. We concur. We are right with you on that, and we stand unified with everyone in this world. We support you, and we support ourselves in the fact that what you just said was just very, very important, and probably the most important thing that anyone could say in this earth is that unconditional love is the force. It is the power. It is the light. It is everything that we already are. And as soon as we can recognize through the ascension process that very fact, guess what happens? Heaven arrives. And we are with God, and we are in unity with the whole. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste to each
My
and
pleasure.
Every one of you. And namaste to Dr. Paul. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we are so blessed that Spirit has brought us together. There is no error in Spirit.
Thank you, thank you. My pleasure, and I hope that you know, we didn't have time to answer the questions. If there are any questions, they can go on my website. They can directly deal with you. You know, it's anything I could answer. I don't have all the answers. I'm just like you, one of you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We're all part.
And,
we're all a part of the whole.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And there is one thing, other thing I want to tell you that's very, very important. We are connected. We're all the same. And I'm going to tell you something. Once you start getting attuned, you'll see that you can ask the questions yourself. You don't need anybody to explain it to you.
Yes.
You will find the answers. You will. It'll just scream through you.
Yes.
You will know through intuition. You will see.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, as we had said before earlier in the show, to connect with Dr. Paul, Look him up on Facebook. He does have a website, which is called multiconsciousness.org. Is that correct, Dr. Paul?
Yeah, I think the best thing, Cabrini, is that if they just go to Google and put my name in there, okay?
Yes.
And either my last name, Safarazzi. If they put Molson Paul Safarazzi, you know, no matter. But even if you put Safarazzi, go in the pictures part of it. And it will just put you, because I have a lot of slides on the internet. And the slides are connected to my papers. And I'm republishing some of those papers, okay? Because I'm putting the slides in the papers. And I'm rewriting some of it, you know, with the, you know, because I wrote it about a couple of hundred articles when I was very, very intensely attuned to Metatron, you know,
yes,
about 3 years ago. And it's much more relaxed and all that, because there's a lot of information that was streamed through me anyway. So, and now I'm trying to get that to people in a much more, and I'm trying to reach everybody, the scientists and non-scientists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the scientists need to learn things too, because they don't.
We're
going
to just have to have you back on the show again. What do you think about that, Dr. Paul?
My pleasure, ma'am. Anytime.
Okay.
I'm here. You know, it's just service, and you know, whoever you know feels that I can be of any service, I'm certainly the servant. There is no question. So,
for those of you that are listening to this program through our archives now, you can go ahead and go to YouTube and type in All True Natural, and you will bring up all of our shows with various individuals from all walks of life, from various cultures that are bridging the gap. And we welcome you into the community of love, and we extend our arms to you. No matter where you are on planet Earth, we're here together, and we're going to get through this together one moment at a time, and we offer you much love. Thank you, Dr. Paul. We love you. We'll be in touch. We'll talk. We'll move forward together, side by side, hand in hand, along with the rest of the universe, and boy, are we in for a ride. It's going to be, I know already for us, we are in the awe of God every day. We experience the awe-ness of, and we say, wow, over and over. And the humor of God really does resonate with us, and we laugh a lot. And for those of you that are struggling right now, and that you, it may sound as if, you know, that's just happening to you or us, and it's not really happening to you individually, I want to let you know that, yes, this is possible, and that all possibilities exist. So we welcome you to our community, and our community is planet Earth and all of the universes that surround us in all various planes of existence, and we work with you and we walk with you hand in hand. So be blessed in that knowledge. Get connected. Say hello to your neighbor. You know, go into prayer. You know, start listening. Start listening to that which is speaking within you. There lies the truth of who you are and the gift that you have to bring forth into this world. Much love, and thank you very much. Dr. Paul will give you a call in very short time, but we are going to end the show now. And, again, thank you so much for your loving presence.
My pleasure, dear. God bless. God bless everyone.
Yes, God bless everyone.
Bye.